FMR Fine Food with gourmet guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Westgrow, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm chatting to Marilee Roo, PR manager of La Motte Estate, who won the Art and Culture category in Great Wine Capital's Best of Wine Tourism Awards. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jenny. It's lovely to join you.
And it's a well-deserved win. What do you believe made La Motte the winner of this category?
Jenny, you know, we feel, after all the difficult times of COVID and all of that, we feel really blessed to have been recognized in this way, especially as the Great Wine Capitals gives us a bit of a global recognition for what we're trying to do with arts and culture on the estate. And I really think what makes it different is that all the experiences that we offer on La Motte is, we haven't just created them because we want something else for people to come and do here. They're all born from stuff that is close to our hearts, that's part of the passions. The associations of La Motte are all based on the family's passions, whether it's conservation or the arts. And I really think that makes a difference. They all come from a true place.
I think the visitor feels that when they come to the estate. It always, to me, if I had to describe it in one word, it would be authentic.
Yes, I think that's a good word to describe it with.
It feels very genuine, and one walks away with the feeling, and it's an experience. So in that experience, what part does food and what part does wine play in your art and culture offering?
Jenny, you know that obviously we think of wine and food as art. The culture of winemaking is essential to everything that we offer. So whether you visit the La Motte Museum with the various art exhibitions or the classical music concerts or the sculpture walks or any of the what you'd see traditionally as art experiences, we try to introduce wine and food as part of those, because we believe that the art of winemaking and, of course, the culinary arts are just as important.
They are, definitely. And what is happening now as we move into the summer season? Is there anything special happening on the estate?
Yes, we have the permanent exhibition of Jacob Hendrik Pirnev. That's still in the museum. It's his heritage exhibition. And then we've just introduced a new contemporary exhibition called Threads of Synergy. It's South African tapestries, and they are really wonderful. So we would really invite people to come and have a look at them. And they also extend to weaving workshops. So we have a program of workshops over weekends that you can book for, and you can come to weave your own tapestry and then obviously stay for lunch or a wine tasting. So that's very exciting. And then we have our sculpture walks. We used to only have them as a guided experience, but we've now rolled them out to be a self-guided tour as well, so you get a QR code that you can scan and get a map, and then you can walk all over the estate and visit all the different sculptures. And then, of course, we have our wine tastings, and as I said, we think wine is art too. So we have a special new wine tasting experience that's all about the art of the glass. So it's varietal-specific stemware that we use for the tasting, and it's so interesting to see. Say, for instance, a Chardonnay, the difference between tasting from the test glass, the Chardonnay-specific glass. So all of that, and then, of course, we have the restaurant at La Motte that's always focusing on food that's seasonal and delicious and that will bring you together around a table.
And local. I love the fact that the menu is always a great showcase of what's happening in the area, and we've got so much to be proud of here in the Western Cape.
Yeah, we're spoiled for choice when it comes to quality ingredients. And then our chef Eric Bilbert is all about sharing the stories of food. And we just love that. So it's, stories of food is, you know, the traditions and the heritage of all the different cultures, and of course then very much the ingredients as well.
Very special. And I know music is such a big part of the culinary arts. What music or song depicts for you the essence of La Motte?
Well, I think La Motte is just so associated with classical music. Our owner, Hanelie Rupert Kuglenberg, used to be a mezzo-soprano, and of course we celebrate her love for music. We therefore have monthly classical music concerts, and I mean, even though it might be a lighter style of classical music in the restaurants and the tourism areas, it's definitely classical, yeah.
I'm sure. Sounds like a perfect pairing. And thank you for your inspiration and telling us more about the estate, and congratulations again on your well-deserved win.
Thank you, Jenny. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we look forward to hopefully a better festive season this year. And we really look forward to welcoming everybody to La Motte and show them all we have here.
Thank you. That was Marilee Roux of La Motte, winner of the Art and Culture category in Great Wine Capital's Best of Wine Tourism Awards. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FML Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley was brought to you by Westgrow, the Tourism Trade and Investment Promotion Agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape.